Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we will be know more about 27 Times Cinema initiative, and we are joined by Anthony Konieczny.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, sorry. Who is the Polish ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema? So, welcome to Fred.
And thank you so much.
First of all, tell us more about this European project.
Right, so it got us 27 representatives from all European, from all the states from the European Union. And we gather here for 11 days to watch films from the Giornata degli Autori selection, which combines 10 films. Well, the 11th one is the special one. And after that, we become ambassadors of the Lux Prize, which also supports European cinema. But yeah, we had to provide those interviews and answers to a form a while back, and that's why we've gotten selected by the cinemas from our native countries. And yeah, right now it's midweek of, it's half of the festival is past us already. So we've had some experiences, but mostly the, you know, lovely ones. It's been really great.
And what does this opportunity means to you? And would you describe your experience as a judge here in Venice?
Oh, it means everything to me. I wasn't expecting I would be here, it's a dream come true. I've never been to a festival outside of my native country, and Venice is another level of the industry. And I'm still a bit overwhelmed with the scale of the event, with the people that walk past me, great directors that I really admire, and I get to see those actors, directors, filmmakers, industry professionals on the boardwalk every day on the red carpet. Overall, yeah, it's been fantastic. It's difficult to wrap my head around it, I'm in love with it.
And you are the ambassador of
Gdynia Centrum Filmu. Gdynia Film Center.
Okay, sorry.
Right.
And tell us more about it, and what do you like about this cinema?
Right, so I'm actually not from Gdynia, I'm from Warsaw, but it happens to be one of my favorite cinemas in Poland nevertheless. It hosts one of the largest film festivals in Poland, which is the Polish Film Festival, or the Festival Polskich Filmów Fabularnych, and that happened to be the first festival I attended. So it really immersed me in that type of cinema experience and introduced me to the world of film festivals. And their programming is incredible. It's probably the cinema in Poland with the greatest location, right by the sea. You can hear the seagulls around. It's just a really beautiful place. A very modern building as well. And yeah, I love it.
And moving back to Venice, what do you expect to learn from these days, first of all?
Well, I think it's very important in terms of our networking skills, because yes, we're meeting so many professionals as well as each other, the 27. It's a great way to meet people of similar interests, and I'm sure we'll stay in touch long after this. But at the same time, we have to learn what it's like to be a juror, because it comes with quite a few responsibilities, and we learn how to analyze film, how to discuss about film, and workshop. We also have workshops about film criticism. It's very well-rounded and really exposes us to all those different skills that otherwise I don't think we would have had the chance to explore in such depth.
Okay, thank you, Anthony, for sharing your experience as a Polish ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.